Today on Castle Country Focus, we have Ethan Migliori, who is the president of the Emery County Business Chamber. And thank you, Ethan, for joining with us and talking about this important part of Emery County.
Well, thanks for having me with you today, Dylan.
Now, you've got a banquet coming up here in the next couple of days?
We do. Wednesday night, March 15th at 6 p.m. At Miller's Landing there in Huntington on Main Street. Is our annual Emery County Business Chamber Banquet. We're excited for that. Night of a lot of fun. We have a good keynote speaker coming, Mr. Ben Porschner. He's coming out from up north. And he's going to specifically, for those that are present, be talking about winning loyal customers. And it's a very interactive presentation. He's guaranteed us that those that attend will walk away with some good tidbits that they can apply into their business right now to help strengthen those customer relationships. So we're excited to hear from him Wednesday night.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good. And strengthening business customer relations.
Yes, we're always looking to try to find ways to strengthen our local businesses. And with the increase of or ease of using internet to shop pretty much anywhere in the world you want, we find that those businesses that have excellent customer relationships tend to retain their customers instead of losing them to online business or business outside the county. And so when we started seeing that trend, that was one of the focuses that we tried to do, was to find an individual who could help strengthen our local businesses by doing a short training regarding winning loyal customers and strengthening those relationships between business and their customer to keep business local.
That's an important part. And that relationship, we just in my own house here had an example this morning of how that relationship and making useful suggestions and saying, well, I wouldn't do this, but here's another idea, and this kind of a thing. And we didn't buy the one deal, but we bought two others.
Yeah. So we're excited for that. And in conjunction with our banquet that evening, we're doing a raffle, and the proceeds going to help support one of our local charities. But we have some fantastic items in that raffle. There's a barbecue that's being donated. There is a rifle that's being donated, a laptop. So, you can come and buy a raffle ticket and be entered to win one of those. Hopefully walk away with a nice little prize. And there's a whole bunch of other little ones we have going on. But you don't have to. Some of those items, you don't have to be present to win. So if you want to just buy raffle tickets, if you have another conflict that evening, you can pick them up at JN Auto, Emery County Progress, or Magnuson Lumber. All three of those are selling those raffle tickets in conjunction with our banquet that night. But those bigger prizes, you will have to be present to win.
With the bigger prizes, you'll have to be present, you say?
Oh, yes, because we want our main goal is to get businesses there to hear Mr. Forstner. And so we want to do as much incentive we can to make sure that we get those businesses there, because they will learn something by listening to his presentation. And so we wanted to, where some of the smaller items, they don't have to be present to win. But those couple of those bigger ones, like the gun. So if you're like me and like to be in the outdoor where you find a little bit of peace, and, so the gun is one of those one items that you will need to be present to win.
Okay. And I noticed that if you, they're normally a dollar each, but if you buy a bunch, like 75 tickets, then you got a discount of, so there are 75 tickets for $50.
Yeah. So if they're normally, below, $50 or a buck a piece, and then at 50 you get 75 tickets, and then if you want to go all out and buy 100 tickets or spend $100, you'll get 150 tickets. So odds of winning go up quite a bit as you spend more money. So spend all the money you can. It's a good cause.
And the money is going to a local charity, so that's even better.
Yes. Yes.
That's great. That really is.
So, and you know, if they want any additional information on it, they can. Our best contact would be to get a hold of Amanda Leonard. And her number is 435-633-6884. And she can give them more information about the banquet Wednesday night, March 15th.
All right. I know this is a loaded question asking the president. What good does it do to join the chamber? Why do I want to do that?
Well, when we look at chambers, we try to structure it from two angles. One is there's a social aspect of it, and then there's the monetary or the physical aspect of it. So we try to have benefits as a chamber from both sides. So the social aspect of it would be things like the networking, you know, the newsletters, keeping you informed on legislative issues or changes that are coming, things like that. But we also have that monetary aspect where we're trying to strengthen businesses so that they're more profitable. And so we have discounts for our lunch and learns for chamber members and where, you know, you can come and hear great speakers like this, like Mr. Forstner that will be with us Wednesday night. But one of our next chamber luncheons coming up, I know we have Ryan Murray. He's going to come and talk about SEO or search engine optimization. So if you have a website where you're using social media to push your business, you need to attend. And I don't remember if it's this next one or the next one coming up. I should have looked at dates before we started talking. But he's going to talk about how you maximize that, because most people get a website, but they don't know how to use it to the full extent in order to increase their sales. They just think by having a website, it's going to increase sales. Well, no, there's many other things you need to learn on the backside of it that help you become more profitable, so that when people search for your business or keywords, that your business is coming up. And we find a lot of people lack that understanding. And so, you know, we have, we bring in speakers like that to do it. We allow businesses to connect with our website. And part of that is chambers are known as a reputable site. And so when it comes to search engines and things like that, it helps strengthen your website by being connected to a chamber so that you can reach that people traveling through or your local customer base easier. And then, of course, you know, our discounts to banquets and chambers. But so we have a number of different packages as well. So if you just want to be a chamber member and receive just the benefit of being associated with a member, you know, we can get you in fairly inexpensive, like $35 a year to be a member of the chamber. So it's not expensive. It's no skin off your back. But then we've tried to say, hey, look, here's some where the real benefits get in, and we've structured them in different packages. Silver, gold, swell, wedge, grand, and those are really where you get the most benefit from it. Being part of you know, one of those larger packages, and the benefits where, you know, your logos are flashed across our website. We recognize you in our luncheons. You know, we go about doing spotlights on social media about your business. So we do a lot of other things to promote your business. And help connect you with those resources that will strengthen your business.
Well, that sounds great, and it sounds well worth the money that it takes to join. So, to reiterate, this Wednesday, March 13th at
15th.
March 15th?
Yes, March 15th.
March 15th. Okay. I won't read my notes here. It's the 15th. But it's Wednesday the 15th, and there's a great speaker, and well worth, and great prizes, too. So well worth your time in coming. Thank you, Ethan, for taking the time to visit with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thanks, Glenn.